The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions. Why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math.
We are sisters from a family of 10.
Both of us have families that include 4 math-loving children and 2 grandchildren.
Together, we have more than 50 years in education.
We are on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime, playtime, or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
So tell me, Jan, why is this mission so important?
We are educators and we know a child's confidence in math can be life-changing as these children develop interests that lead to college and even career opportunities.
We know you're busy, so we'll keep this weekly podcast short. Nobody has time for an hour-long podcast. Give us just 10 minutes a week and we promise to make it worth it.
Now it's time for you to take action. Click on subscribe to get notified every time a new podcast episode is released. And thank you so much for making math fun. Equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections. Welcome to our 17th episode of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. In this episode, we will talk about what New Year's resolution you can keep to help your child develop number sense. Now let's get started.
As the new year of 2022 is fast approaching, people are thinking about New Year's resolutions. Typically, we see people wanting to lose weight or eat healthier. But have you ever considered a New Year's resolution that could benefit your preschool child, grandchild, or student?
Throughout my life, I have asked hundreds of people what they do for a living. Their response is always interesting, and I can immediately tell if they chose a job or a career. I find that people who choose a career they love are usually passionate about what they do. As a teacher, I always told my middle school students to find something they love to do to help them choose a career, because otherwise it will feel like work. I reminded them that I wanted the very best for them, and I didn't want math to be a barrier in choosing a career they love. My hopes and dreams for my students was for them to understand math so that they could be prepared for the education they would need to pursue a career they were passionate about.
I also was a middle school math teacher, and I saw many students that hated math and didn't want to choose any career that required math skills. Knowing their career choices would be limited, I asked about their life goals and their hopes for their own future. And now, some of my former students are parents of preschool-aged children, not knowing how to help their own child be successful in math.
Colleen and I are two math-loving educators on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime, playtime, or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics. We thought about how best to fulfill this mission, and we came up with several ideas.
So first, we created the 10-Minute Math Podcast, where busy parents could get information in bite-sized chunks to find out why math is taught differently today and how parents can support their own child at home.
Secondly, we created the 10-Minute Math Facebook group, where we could connect a community of parents, grandparents, daycare providers, and preschool teachers to share ideas and to ask questions.
Thirdly, we created fun TikTok videos of what 10-Minute Math is all about.
Next, we created the 10-Minute Math website, where we share early math research and resources to support parents as their child's first teacher.
And then we put together a series of 10-Minute Math mini courses where parents can get specific resources and ideas for supporting their own child at home. In each of these courses, You will find 5 short videos along with a learning ladder that is used to identify a child's current level of understanding in math. Once you identify a child's learning ladder level, you will find an activity card with 4 ideas for adding math concepts in a child's daily routines in just 10 minutes a day. Honestly, it will take parents only about an hour to view the videos and access the resources.
Do you read to your child before bedtime? You could also be developing a child's number sense during that special time with your child if you have the knowledge and the tools at your fingertips. Have you heard about the research from Clements and Sarama that says early knowledge of math not only predicts later success in math, but also predicts later reading achievement even better than early reading skills?
Oh, that is so amazing. So our question is, can you commit about 1 hour of your time and $39.99 to make a New Year's resolution to support a child's future? What you learn from this math mini course can be applied to your child's daily routines in just 10 minutes a day.
Remember, this is not only for parents. If you are a preschool teacher or a daycare provider or even a grandparent, this could be a special gift for a child's parent or yourself. If you want to hear from parents that have already taken this course, I encourage you to go back and listen to episodes 10 and 15. As one parent summed it up best by saying, and I quote, "Loved it. The ideas are easy to implement during daily routines, and I love the suggested resources to buy or make at home."
What New Year's resolution can you keep to help your child develop number sense? Commit to purchasing our 10-minute math mini course and spending 10 minutes a day for 5 days to digest the content in bite-sized chunks so that you can support your child's number sense during daily routines.
We hope you will seriously consider purchasing this math mini course to make a real difference in a child's future. Just head over to our website at 10minutemath.com. That's TENMinuteMath.com. And find the Order Now button at the top of the webpage to make a purchase or to get more details. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.